It's a pleasure for us to be here and to get to meet you guys a little bit. We enjoyed being in the Sunday school class, and I think it was very appropriate that we were talking about the devil because there's a lot of spiritual warfare in Cusco where we're going to be going. So it was a good discussion. But just thanks for welcoming us here. I can definitely feel that this is like a family, and you're making us feel welcome, so thank you for that. Before we get started, we just want to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. Thank you for each one of us that you have brought here, Lord. Thank you that we are your family. We are your body, Lord. And I just pray that you'll bless this time that we spend here together. And Lord, I just pray that we can all feel your presence with us and your blessing. And we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your goodness to us. I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, first of all, I just wanted to start giving you a little introduction to our family. So, my name is Kristen, my husband Jesus. I actually grew up in Peru. My parents were missionaries, and so I grew up down there from the age of, we went when I was six until I graduated from high school. So I was able to learn Spanish as a little kid when it's easy to learn a language, and that was a great experience. I came back here to the States to go to college, and I studied to be a teacher. I wanted to be a missionary teacher because the teachers that came down and taught us were just a huge blessing to me, and I thought, I want to be able to bless other people like that and teach missionary kids. So I studied to be a teacher, and after graduating from college, went back to Peru because my parents were still down there, and started working at a school down there, and that's when I met my husband. So his name is Jesus, but and for a nickname, we call him Junior. That you can just pick either one. So if I refer to Junior, that's who I'm talking about. So I met Junior down there, and we got married. And most of our married life, we've lived here in the States. But we really have the desire to be in full-time service. We went down to Peru for a couple years just to work with the church down there. We hadn't joined a mission or anything. We just went down there and helped with the church that he had worked with before. So now we're excited to get back down there. This will be a different part of Peru, but it will be still in the same country. So anyways, a little about our family. We have five kids, as you can see. We just came with the two youngest today, Josh and Jonathan. They're 6 and 9. The older three, Lucas, Diego, and Alexis, are 11, 13, and 15. And they stayed back in Oregon City. They had soccer games and teaching Sunday school and different stuff. So they stayed at home. But we homeschool, and so that's one thing that keeps us busy. So they're all five in school now, and it's a lot of fun. And we also play a lot of soccer, so that keeps us busy too. It gives them a way to run off all that energy that they have. With four boys, especially, we have a lot of activity in our house. So the Lord did lead us to WGM. The next slide. We had looked at different, when we came back from Peru, we looked at different missions, and we prayed and just wanted God to guide us where he would have us to go, and he opened the doors at WGM. We had thought about going maybe to Spain or some other Spanish-speaking country that was neither the U.S. or Peru, neither of our home countries, and it would just be a neutral country, but no, WGM chose Peru and sent us there, so that is where we will be going. And so we're excited because we already know and love the people of Peru, and it'll be a good fit for us. We're going to be going specifically to Cusco, and the next picture shows it's up in a valley in the mountains of Peru, in the southern part of Peru. It's 11,000 feet, so it's kind of like being at the top of Mount Hood. And even there, you see it's in the valley, so the mountains are higher yet. But it was called the belly button of the world, of the Inca world. So it's the capital and the center of the Inca Empire. So it has a lot of historical sites, like you'll see the next one is Machu Picchu. There's some famous Inca ruins that, not millions, thousands of tourists come down to Cusco to visit the ruins. And so that's the main job or whatever, the main thing, part of the economy in Cusco is tourism. There is a lot of that. But part of the reason that some of the people don't come just for the historical part, but a lot of the tourists come for the spiritual part of it, a lot of New Age kind of tourists and spiritism, and so they come to Cusco and Machu Picchu because of those things. So it's a lot of spiritual warfare too, a lot of darkness in Cusco. The next picture shows the plaza, the main square in Cusco, and you can see there one of the other big influences in Peru is Catholicism. There's the main Catholic church in Cusco. So when the Spaniards came to Peru, they brought their religion. But basically what that means, most Peruvians would consider themselves Catholic, but that just means they go to church or they believe in God, but they don't really have that personal relationship with Jesus. And it's not a really a relationship, it's just religion. So our desire is to go down there and just let them know that Jesus is real and he wants a relationship with them and a personal one. The next picture just shows some more of the ruins. So it's a big influence in Cusco is the Inca influence, the leftover Inca religion, the paganism. So between the Catholicism and the pagan religion, that's what most people's lives are built on. And you can see in the next picture, it's kind of like the house built on ruins. They take their old beliefs and mix in some new beliefs, and that's basically what their lives are, but they're kind of in ruins. They need to hear about Jesus, just as we all need to hear about Jesus, because without him, our lives are in ruins. So a lot of them also live in fear and confusion because they want to appease the spirits, and they're always trying to keep them happy. And like I appreciated that we talked today about the devil and that there is a war, and I know you guys know about that, but I feel like sometimes here in America, at least, it's kind of more subtle. Like the devil isn't, like we think of him as a little guy with horns or whatever. It's more like a comic book character. But in a lot of these places in the third world, they still have a very spiritual outlook on life and really believe in these spirits, and they live in fear of them. So the verse that we picked for our family verse is the next slide. It's Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. And that's our desire. Our God reigns. He's a good God. And we just want to help share that. There are some churches. Cusco's about 2% evangelical Christian. So there's not many, and it's really hard soil for the churches to grow. So we want to go down there and just come alongside the church. We'll be working with a church called Agape. That's the next picture. Oh, no. No, Junior went down there in March, I guess it's about 8 or 9 months now. And because he, even though he's from Peru, he'd never been to Cusco. So he had the opportunity to go down there and visit. So that's just the picture from the plane. And the next one shows the valley, even though it is at 11,000 feet. Oh no, he had a hard time with the altitude. And it is a big adjustment once you get up there. You gotta take it easy for a while at first and just get your body adjusted to it. But it is a little better than living on the top of Mount Hood, because since it's closer to the equator, it's not snowy, and there's still greenery and a lot of agriculture, and so you can definitely live there. But we do need prayer for being able to adjust to the altitude. But we'll be working with the Agape Church, and so you can see it is still green. The next one shows the church. It's a pretty small church, maybe something like this one. And it's just struggling to grow. There is a missionary couple that's there. Actually, the next one shows them. David and Kathleen Strong. I don't know if any of you might know them, but they're with WGM. They're the couple on the right. And the couple on the left was another missionary couple that was visiting. But so we'll be working with David and Kathleen and just seeing how we can encourage the church, working in evangelism and discipleship, just helping them to grow. Another area that if God opens the door, we would love to work in is using soccer as an evangelism tool, because in Peru, soccer is like the number one sport, and so you get out a soccer ball and instantly you have little kids coming around. And so with our kids and just everyone playing soccer together and being able to build relationships and just share the love of Jesus with those families. And finally, being able to raise up missionaries from Peru. As the church in Latin America is growing, they've had missionaries coming and even still do, but they're also starting to mature and they want to start sending out missionaries. So that's really exciting for us to be able to encourage them and maybe help them in any way that we can and help them go as missionaries themselves to other countries. So we don't know when we're going yet. We're still raising support. So as the pastor said, we would be so thankful for your prayers, especially just for the spiritual warfare there. We need people to pray for us and uphold us and pray for protection for our family. So we would appreciate that. If you want to be part of our prayer list and get our emails, you can sign up on the prayer cards, or there's just a sign-up sheet back there. You can either put your regular address or email address, whichever one you'd prefer to receive mail at. So we hope to go soon. We're ready to go, but we do need to raise our support still. So right now we're about 50% of the support we need, and we're just praying that God will raise up the rest of it and we can get down there soon. So thank you. And now my husband's going to share.
Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing. Speak and share about Jesus Christ, about His kingdom, His plans. So, before I start, pray, my Lord, cover everyone with the blood He shed for us in the cross, because His blood is a blessing, creating us life, protection, healing. You believe that? You say, I receive Jesus. You say loud, I receive your blessing. I receive. Because you know it's freedom. It's freedom. You go everywhere, you need to pay. But in Jesus we don't pay. In Jesus only we receive. Believe me that. You need healing, and the cross He paid for you. And only you need to receive. You need a forgiveness? Only you need to say, thank you, Lord. I receive your forgiveness. You receive salvation? It's freedom. You need a eternal life? It's in the cross too. So everything we need, only we need to say, Jesus, I receive. And thank you for that. Thank you for your love, show and give to us. So I am from Peru. I am growing in Peru. My parents, all the time they were out. We are three brothers. My older brother is Carlos, me and my sister Monica. She is the younger. But I am growing in the home with in my country. We are the country religion country. We worship different gods, but we call in Peru Catholic. So it's so hard for us when somebody came with another teaching. It's hard. But for me it's a blessing, because when I was 7 years old, I remember my life was empty, inside in me, and dark, lust, pain, a lot of stuff, storms. I feeling in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit. I try looking for answers in my neighbor. My neighbor is so rough. But this is the place I am growing. My parents, they put in the school, private school, with the Catholic day teaching, the religion teaching. But they never speak about the Bible. They never teaching about Jesus, the love God Father He has for us, the plan God He has for us in Jesus. I never. But I remember in my 7 years old, I need a desperate. I am looking for desperate help. Desperate. I saw the little kids when they are so uh, desperate for something, they make noise. The older people is the same thing. When we need help, when we need some, we start making noises in different ways. But in my life, I always looking for the right answers. But the world never gives to me the right answers. But God Father, He is merciful. He is looking for in each person. Turn and look to Him and speak to the God Father because He is ready for help. But I say, I am growing in the country where there's religion country. You know, with a lot of problems, with a lot of struggle, economic and everywhere. But God Father, He sent some person and speak this word. Wonderful word. Powerful word. I believe in the word of God. So when the person explained to me about the plans God Father He has for me, immediately I feel inside in me, this is I want it. This is I want it. I ask the lady speak the word of God to me. What is the next? She said, you need to pray. You need to accept Jesus. You need to open your heart. But you know this is new for me. So what is that? How I can made this? How I can feeling? Because I am the person I like touching. This is my wife I touch. You know? No, believe me that. No, believe me that. This is I am. This is I need a touching. This is a guitar, the microphone. You know? This is I am. But then God, where are you, God? Where? It's different. Sometimes it's hard. This is most the people take the right, the easy way. Follow the word. The full teaching outside in this world. But what is the pay? It's suffering. It's suffering. You know? But I take the decision, accept Jesus. But then inside me, I ask the Lord, how I can change inside of me? How? How I can healing? How I can start walking, learning? How? How? But I start accept the word of God and accept the powerful name, Jesus Christ. This is my beginning. And this is my end. When I close my eyes, for me, is, you know, close my eye and I say, thank you, Lord, for this time. You know, give me the chance for follow you, listen to you, and obey to you, and work for your kingdom. Because God, He is so merciful, Father. He sent people for putting the right church. With right people, teaching me about God, about Jesus, about His Word, about the Holy Spirit, growing in Christ, serving the Lord. And I remember, you know, 7 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10, I go to the church. Man, I remember the first time when I put my feet in the church, in the evangelical church, I read, Jesus is my salvation. Jesus, you know, is my healer. Jesus is my sanctification. And Jesus coming back. When I read that word, I say, wow, this is so powerful. Who is this God? Who is? I need to learn more. But God, He put in me hungry. Hungry. Thirsty for Him. Because the religions never fill it up inside in my soul, my mind, my spirit. The teaching my Father they give to me, they never fill it up my life. All the time I feeling empty. empty. I'm looking for some, you know, music, words, clothes, girls, party, all kind of stuff. But I never fill it up. The religions, never. But only my life start fail a little by a little when I start looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is I am here. I am not preaching, I am not talking about religions. I am so tired of that. I am talking about Jesus. Jesus is a friend. Jesus is a God. Jesus is King. Jesus is a person. You need to talk with Him. You know, this is the same thing, marriage. I am married with my wife, and you believe years and years, and I can speak my wife? You know? What is the reason I am married with my wife when I am take my time for speak with my wife? What is the reason? So God, He created a marriage for, you know, hey, my decisions, walking close to my wife, you know, show my love, speak with my word, take care, you know, walk in the life and the truth and the gospel. This is the same way when you, you know, accept Jesus, you need to start walking, move it. Because when you say Jesus, I believe in you, God, He put in you actions, motivations for walking in the truth with the power of God. And this is my life. I serving in Peru years and years before God, He introduced my wife in my life. I go everywhere because this is my calling. My calling is share the good news with the people never hear about Jesus. With the people is outside. Also inside in the churches. God, He called me for call, for speak loud, for encourage people. Wake it up. Jesus is in your side. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. You know, but the demons, today in the morning, I am in the class with I am here, the teaching about the devil, you know, all kind of stuff. But you know the devil is powerful. Believe me that. But his power is only is working with the people no pay attention to the word of God. This is only his power is working. Because God, He broken His power in the cross. He has nothing. Believe me that. This is I am here. I am freedom. God, He healing my mind. He healing my soul. Healing my spirit. Healing my emotion. Healing my skin. My hair. Woo, He made me new. I am so happy. I have 3 verses for you. My wife is a blessing because my wife and my 5 children, God, He put it together, bring together, now for work, for His kingdom together. Amen. And look at the 3 verses I have for you this morning. This is in John chapter 8, verse 32.
John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen. Ooh, this is good news, you know? Hey, you know, when I start my hands like that, I don't clap like this. Because my Jesus, He needed to receive the best. Wow! This is my Jesus. Excited for Him. Look at that second verse. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Look at that. Listen.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Amen. Wow. Hey, come on. You know? King the King, Lord the Lord. He is the Lamb of God. He coming back for us. He died for us. You know, He resurrection for us. For us. So, you know, when I start to speak about the name Jesus, inside me is growing big and big and big and big. And you know what is that? This is the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the anointing God He put it in everyone. It's in this tabernacle, in this place. But we need believe. We need declare. We need trust in Him. Sometimes the people say, brother, pastor, missionary, I feel so weak. Oh, tired. I understand that. Listen the third verse. This is in Timothy. 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy 1:7.
Listen.
For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
So you feeling weak? God, He put in you what? The power, the Holy Spirit. Who is the Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God. Amen. It's God in us. He understands our weakness, our tired. We can. But when you start mentioning the name that Jesus Christ, your face, your bones, your blood, your binds, your body start feeling the power, the presence that Jesus Christ, the resurrection. This is we are. This is we are. You know? So this is the message God He put in us everywhere. I am the person, for me is a blessing. Because I am the person, for the mercy, for the grace, my Lord Jesus Christ, I hear His voice every day. God, I walk outside, inside, in this place, wherever I go. Always God, He speak to me. Always. Always. This is a blessing the Son and daughters of the mighty God we have. God, He put it in our life, the victory. God, He made it, Jesus in the cross for us. So, brothers and sisters, my last word in this place is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. This week, God, He followed me so desperate. God, He followed me so desperate. Because the devil, he tried to put ideas, feelings, he tried to put in my mind, what the same that people walk. Feeling the same that people feeling. It's fine. It's fine. You are Christian. It's fine. But God is so, it's not fine. It's not fine. Because with the ideas, with the attitude, I say, you know, Lord, I don't need You. I come back the same my old year when I was 7. You know, religion, no life, no power. And where in my heart I say, Lord, please, speak to me. God, He start waking up myself early in the morning for prayer. And you know, God, Father, He speak to me. Put your trust, your mind, your trust. In my word, right here. Declare my word. Fighting with my power, with the Holy Spirit. Fighting. Believe. love. He speak to me, believe.
Amen.
For me. He say, believe. Believe. He said like that. And I say, Lord, sorry. Sorry, Lord. But I need a belief. I need help. And I start praying, Holy Spirit, help myself. I need a belief. And this is God. He bring to me again. His presence. When God, look at, I done with this. When you stay close to the Lord Jesus, the presence the Lord came to you, and the anointing is broken the chain. And you walk in freedom. You don't fear. You can talk. You can express the love of God.
Amen.
Sometimes the people say, Junior, you are so goofy. Goofy for you. But in the eyes of my God Father, I am walking in His presence.
Amen.
You know? And then the goofy came to me, Junior, I am problem. Junior, I got to me, da, 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 da. You know? Help, help. Ah, you say I am goofy. But I am not goofy. Because God, He created us. Life. Power. New life in us. And God, you know, He poured in us His blessing. His blessing. You are a blessing people. You are a blessing people. So God, He called to us for war in Cusco. So for us, it's a new place. It's a new land. But my wife, she explained a little bit. I visited in March. So it's a new place for us. But we need to pray. And the other is we need to support. But my Lord bless you this morning. So thank you. For here, thank you for opening your mind, your heart, your spirit for receive the word He has for you and for me. And I am done with this. Believe. Believe. Believe and walk in freedom in the name of Jesus. God bless you, brothers and sisters.